WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The federal government is now investigating a mystery in the skies over New York, New Jersey, and other East Coast states. CBS's Chanel Call.
In a statement, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said our federal partners are deploying a state-of-the-art drone detection system to New York State and is also asking Congress to pass a bill that she says would strengthen the FAA's oversight of drones and give more authority to state and local law enforcement agencies to investigate the activity.
It's all over those alleged drones. The public has flooded the FBI with thousands of tips. Well, drones briefly shut down runways at Stewart Airfield north of New York City over the weekend. That could cause major headaches as holiday travel surges in the days to come. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more on the Christmas getaway.
Airfare tracker Hopper says if you haven't booked, you need to do it quickly because in the last few weeks leading up to Christmas last year, on average, round-trip airfare jumped by $100. Busiest days to fly will be the Friday and Sunday before and after Christmas. On the roads, AAA says the busiest day to drive will be the Sunday before Christmas.
Millions of people are expected to hit the highways between now and New Year's. That was difficult to do this weekend in the Midwest.
I'm Peter King. Much of Iowa and eastern Nebraska have been in the middle of an ice storm that's made driving dangerous with as much as a quarter of an inch of ice on the ground. Ron Hochstetler owns a towing company in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
It's kind of crazy. A sheet of ice everywhere. So the roads were, the main roads weren't too bad. Any side streets were total ice because they, you know, weren't out getting the sand and salt on them.
He says he spent most of Saturday trying to pull out post office vehicles stuck in ditches or simply off the road.
A new study from the University of Miami shows that some high-rises are not rising as high as they used to.
The research shows some of the buildings sunk by as much as 3 inches over 7 years. Senior author Fok Amalong says they didn't expect the buildings to be sinking.
When a high-rise is newly constructed, they settle, but that is supposed to be over relatively soon. But we see that it continues for quite a long time afterwards.
But he says the finding is nothing to be concerned about.
There's no reason to panic, no.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Kraven the Hunter is a Spider-Man spinoff.
They say he uses a connection with animals to track his prey.
But even a superhero could not help its debut, earning just $11 million, the lowest ever for Sony Marvel. The weekend's other major studio release was Warner Brothers' newest Lord of the Rings installment, which made just $5 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't have the app yet, get that on your phone. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Tim Crone Photography. Weddings, bands, motorcycles, so much more. Meet Tim right now at timcronephotos.com. That's Tim Crone, K-R-O-N, photos.com. We got a busy hour for you. Let's jump right in with a double dip of Lucas Gates. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just a ball and chain. Say my love is not the same. I miss the way I must have done the love. Just a ball and chain. Comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Yeah, stop, try to save some face. Was mixed up, it's a bittersweet taste. Oh well, now you're crying again. Hard to face facts when your lovers and friends. Remember back, like it was a movie. Kissing in the sand dunes, making dirty movies. Oh yeah, yeah, you gotta take time. Better stay true as you feel this rhyme. Just a ball and chain. Say my love is not the same. I miss the way I lost what's done to love. Just a ball chain, comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Just a ball and chain. Say my love is not the same. You miss the way you're lost with love. Just a ball and chain, comfortable.
world I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Go for temper tantrum, then you stomp your feet, then you snap your lips, and I feel the heat. What's made up in a bathroom stall? Now we never do it, but the lights all on. Place we met at the dance floor space, and the half-naked bodies get face to face. Move through the nighttime into the day, with the lights out and the conscience say, just a ball and chain. Say my love is not the same, I miss the way I lost without a love. Just a ball and chain, comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Just a ball and chain. Say my love is not the same, you miss the way you lost without a love. Just a ball and chain, comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out. Months of days, if it never was better than the day you met, or the weekend after the daily sex, then you better take time and you better rewind and remember all the moments that you're leaving behind. The good days may outweigh the bad days. Most of the work, you're gonna hear this phrase. Ball and chain, say my love is not the same. I miss the way I lost without a love. Just a ball and chain, comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Just a ball and chain. Say my love is not the same, you miss the way you lost without a love. Just a ball and chain, comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love, yeah. And we're in and out of love, yeah. In and out of love. Your name, tell your lies and play your games. If there was trouble, it's you. Open sores and battle wounds, save your mystery, tell the truth. There's better fish in the sea. You let the words bounce off you. You bat your eyes, you can pull me closer. Uncross your thighs, but I can't see through you. My head, breaking me down, and you're crushing my heart with your dirty little secrets. Your dirty little secrets. Dirty little secrets. Dirty little secrets. Your dirty little secrets. Watchy, she's full of it. Bats her eyes and she flaps her lips. Won't give up till she's won. Better let her in. Take a stand and you'll never win. Won't know what to believe. Yeah. You let the words bounce off you. You bat your eyes. You can pull me closer. Uncross your thighs. But I can't see through you. And you twist my head and breaking me down. And you crush my heart with your dirty little secrets. Your dirty little secrets. Your dirty little secrets. Your dirty little secrets. Never gonna trust again, never find a true love. Have another taste of pain, gonna live the next one, yeah. Even if she lands a spot, man, he's a dumb one. Won't believe till you take your turn. Make a bridge and watch it burn. You let the words bounce off you. Bounce your eyes. You can pull me closer and I'll cross your thighs. See through you, and I twist my head, breaking me down. You crush my heart with your dirty little secrets. Your dirty little secrets. Dirty little secrets. Your dirty little secrets. Dirty little secrets. Your dirty little secrets. Dirty little.
Maxxink on Civic Media. We are local music. From their Back to the Cocoon album back in 2014, that's Lucas Cates And Dirty Little Secrets, Ball and Chain for that double dip there. And Rocker, if you wanted to see Lucas Cage, you could do so December 22nd at the High Noon Saloon with the Mighty Wheelhouse for the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party.
Wow.
Do you own an ugly sweater?
It doesn't matter. I'm going anyway, Jimmy, because Lucas Cage Band, I don't think that they've played a show since 2019. They've been in a hiatus. I've messaged Lucas many times, actually trying to get him to play some shows for Max Inc. Radio.
Right.
And he's like, you know, no, we're on hiatus. So this is a really special show.
That's pretty amazing. I met Lucas Cates.
Yeah.
At Deerwood Studios here in Madison. Julia McConaughey.
Oh, wow.
Eric the Human, as he's like to
be called
back.
Long
time ago, yeah. It was a little party they threw out there. And
how fun.
Man, that was a really cool recording studio, too. There was a lot of good music that came out of Deerwood Studios.
And the fiddle player for Wheelhouse, of course, is kind of from the Lucas Cates Band.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, Wheelhouse, Lucas Cates Band, all in one show, Jimmy.
That show was happening December 22nd. Circle that on your calendar and go to St. Vinny's or Goodwill and get yourself an ugly sweater.
Do you have an ugly sweater, Jimmy?
I do not. I've never owned a Christmas ugly sweater.
You know,
I've thought about it, but you know, I procrastinate on everything, so I've never gotten to Goodwill or St. Vinny's to get a
ugly sweater. There has to be like a Hawaiian shirt version of an ugly sweater.
If there is, I want it. Show it to me. I'll give you my money, I promise.
Somebody out there, find an Amazon link to an ugly sweater that with a like a Hawaiian shirt feel to it. We need to know.
Oh, that would be so awesome. I would wear that every day, dude. I would never actually wash it. I would put it on. I would wear it 66 days of the year, you know. Well, maybe I would wash it once. I would wash it every 6 months.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That would be one ugly sweater. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K with the dirty clothes. That's Rocker over there with the vodka. Hope you're all having a great time. Original local music from Wisconsin. Terry Barr's off tonight because it's her anniversary. Her and Brian's anniversary. Happy anniversary, Terry and Brian. Hope they're all doing some fun. I was stalking her on Facebook because I stalk everybody on Facebook. And it looks like I wish she was here so I could ask her, but it looks like she got married like with a bunch of Santa Clauses in New York or something like that. Is that, do you know the story?
I don't know the story. We'll have to ask her about the story, but I know that, you know, this was years ago, right? They got married young and he was her cameraman.
Right.
And now they've been married. What a great couple.
He still is her cameraman.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy anniversary, you two young kids, awesome rock and rollers. That's pretty awesome. And you know, like you said, they've been married for a long time.
Are they out in Dodgeville?
I don't know where they are. they're all anniversarying, Rocker. What do you do on your anniversary? You know, you and Alice has had an anniversary.
Yeah.
Mrs. K and I just had ours in October.
Yep.
Both of ours.
Boy, they're going around. This is the anniversary time of year.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. What's coming up? Oh, I want to tell you that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company. Who was it? James was in the studio last week.
That's right. And he gave us a code word.
Yeah, yes, he did. We'll get to that in just a second. But, you know, if you're shopping for the holiday season and you're looking for a good cause at the same time, and if, you want to, you know, help empower artisans and families who are vulnerable to exploitation, Ethical Trade is where you want to go. Carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries in their store on Madison's East Side or on their website, ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. And that keyword, Rocker, that you were talking about, just type in Max Inc., M-A-X-I-N-K at checkout, and you're going to get 15% off your order. And I believe that goes through the holiday season. 15% Max Inc. at checkout, ethicaltradeco.com.
And their retail store over on Tulane Avenue here in Madison is open now Tuesday through Sunday. So they have special Christmas hours to help you get all your shopping done.
And if you're looking for like clothing that's made with care, and
handcrafted,
it's not coming from a sweatshop like the Dirty Santa dirty, ugly sweater that I'm getting from St. Vinny's or something. Nothing against St. Vinny's. But I'm angry at the sweater. Also, you know, like chocolate, coffee. Their chocolate and coffee is so good.
Well, here's so the many why, varieties. Jimmy. Here's the why. The reason why is because they find people who are exploited in either the sex trade industry or the slave industry across the planet. These people learn skills, create crafts, create products. Ethical Trade comes and buys those products from them and then sells them at their store. So they're fair trade products for a better world.
You're helping a lot of people. EthicalTradeCO.com, Max Inc. at checkout for 15%. Rocker, what's coming up on the rest of the show tonight, brother?
Boy, we still have Gabe Berdulis. He's out in Nashville. He's got a homecoming show coming up at the Gamma Ray Bar in late December. We'll tell you all about that and get him on the phone. A little later, Terry Barr introduces us to Green Bay area band Radio for Pets. Do they really make music for animals?
Yes.
We're going to find out after 8:30. And then Live in the Lair, our studio in concert, we welcome the Trembling Giant. They came into town tonight, and we're going to hear them live. They really sounded amazing.
Indy 45 after 10 o'clock with Shane Christopher Neal, Southern Ontario music scene, and Rob Roberts with After Hours. Hey, these guys are going to be at the Red Rooster on January 4th. Put that on your calendars. The family business. It's Stones. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Dance around, shake out the cobweb. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's almost time for Christmas, the time is getting near. Children on their best behavior around this time of year. You won't be long till Santa comes with presents all around. Father puts up Christmas lights so our house will be found. Santa works his reindeer, corralled out by the barn. Gertrude's in the toy shop knitting bobbles out of yarn. The snow is getting deeper, the nights are getting long. Everywhere you go, it seems you hear a Christmas song. Children playing in the yard with people made of snow. The stockings will be hung to dry near the fire's glow. Meanwhile at the North Pole, a quickening to the pace. No concerns or worries from the look on Santa's face. Grandma's in the kitchen, mother trims a tree. Father's with the neighbors, caroling with glee. The kids are off to school rehearsing for the Christmas show. It's a holiday spectacular and everyone will go. Santa's in the courtyard, loading up the sleigh. Donna's chomping at the bit, tomorrow's Christmas Day. They close their eyes and ponder the words their mother said. Lest we forget the meaning of the day, the Christmas child was born today to show us all the way. It's almost time for Christmas, the time is getting near. It's almost time for Christmas, it's our favorite time of year. It's almost time for Christmas, spread good tidings and good cheer. It's almost time for Christmas and a happy new
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Almost time for Christmas. That's Mars Hall. And, yep, it's just a couple of weeks away there if you like Christmas, rocker.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to the Scott and Perry today from Mars Hall, and they're putting out a new album coming out.
Oh, nice.
In late winter, maybe, you know, after the new year.
They just sent this song in tonight.
Today. We just got this today. I was trying to get it last week. But it wasn't quite ready. That's how new that one is. That one is like really brand new. So pretty
Mars
cool.
Hall rocks, dude. I mean, they put on a really good live show, and we should get them in the lair, dude.
Well, you know what, Jimmy? Oh, right now, my band Iron Plow is working on a show with Mars Hall right now, and we'll have details soon about that show coming up. It'll be, you know, late winter.
So what? Late winter, 2025.
2025.
Lots of time ahead of us here to tease Mars Hall. Hope you're having a great evening here. We got Gabe Berdulis. He's going to join us via phone in just a couple of minutes. I, Rocker, we've known Gabe for so long.
Yes.
It makes me feel super old. I mean,
he's still really young, right?
He was a kid. He came over to the basement when we were doing radio in my basement over my house, dude.
By what, 2014?
With his dad.
Yes.
And the place reeked of weed and beer.
It did.
And sorry, that was Mott's fault. And I think my dog Mott's tried to bite his dad. We set a great example.
Yes.
Our first impression was everything.
That is so great. His parents have always been super supportive of him.
Yeah.
One really cool thing, and you know, he started out young. You know, it kind of reminds me of Paige Kleber. We just had her, you know, 11 years old, and we were talking about the mamas, and we were talking about putting instrument in kids' hands. That's really where the future is, Jimmy.
Absolutely. By the way, if you want to donate to the mamas, you can do that two ways. You can go to the official site, themamas.org, make a donation. Also, I got a little Facebook birthday thing on my wall. Just look for Jimmy Killer Lane or Jimmy K. I'll pop up. And you can pop some money in my mama fundraiser rocker.
That would be really cool, Jimmy.
You know, $5. That's cool. That's all I could do. Rocker, let's open up Rocker's Closet.
Oh, boy.
What do you got, bro?
I went back and I found some Stockard Jettison.
Oh, my.
Stockard Jettison was a band that featured Butto of Last Crack on vocals and guitar, and Kerry Coppin, who was in Spiritus and a number of other bands, Driver 13. And they had this band, I'm trying to think, Bear, who was in Mind Docs and is a friend of Butto's, was on drums. So really kind of classic band. This song is called Apathy Expire. It was from the late 90s. This is Stockard Jettison. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Desire, 40 days, 49.
Max Inc., we are local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located over in Northgate Mall on Madison's north side. They deliver to the Madison's east, north, and downtown. You can search Doughboys Pizza Madison or just call them right now, 608-467-3017.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboys Pizza Madison today.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
7:33 across the state of Wisconsin. Gabe Berdoulas is going to be on the phone in just a minute. Let's hear his song, Louder. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You don't really care much about all those things in a typical romance. You don't even want flowers. When you made the first impression about that and I went to heaven, 'cause you took all my worries away. It was midnight when you picked me up and we hadn't had enough, so you turned the radio up and sang louder, louder, louder and louder, so loud at the top of my lungs, singing louder, louder. Then would you miss me, girl? 'Cause you are the definition of everything I've been missing. But I just keep waiting for you to drop by. I just listened, it was midnight when you picked me up, but it wasn't late enough. So we drove till we saw the sun and sing louder, 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 louder. So loud at the top of our lungs. Louder, 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 louder.
and loud and so loud at the top of our lungs. Loud and loud and loud and loud and so loud.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Gabe Berdoulis and Louder. It's from the Youth City album back in 2015. Holy cow, that's 10 years ago just about their rocker. Put in air 10 years ago.
Wow, it is, Jimmy. Gabe Berdoulis is a singer-songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And Gabe grew up in Madison and moved to the Music City at the age of 18. After spending years performing as a solo artist, he found a passion for working with other artists, and he has since spent the last 10 years touring the world with a variety of renowned artists. And now Gabe Berdoulis is coming home to the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison for a special show on Friday, December 26th or is that the 27th? I think I have a typo here. Friday, December 27th.
We're getting straight, I promise.
At the 8 p.m. on the phone with us from Nashville, Tennessee is our longtime friend, Gabe Berdoulis. Gabe, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. We've missed you.
Hello, my friend. Oh, my gosh. This is such a trip. Even more a trip, you saying anything with 10 years in my name, because I think, man, when I was hanging out with you guys, I left Madison when I was 18. And so, like, everyone, I think, still thinks that I'm not allowed to drink or do anything of legal ages. So, man, that is terrifying. It's so great to hear you guys and just tune into the station, and it's given me all sorts of nostalgia even listening to that song, because it's been such a long time since I've done anything of my own.
You know, Gabe, the best part about knowing you for so long, and, you know, we were talking earlier about the memory down in my basement, you know, Rocker has known you forever as well. But just watching you progress through your life and what you have accomplished and what you do, it's awesome, and it's a great story, and I want to congratulate you on it, you know?
Well, that means a lot. I mean, I've always looked up to all of you guys at the studio over there, because you guys have just been such big music supporters, advocates, musicians. I mean, just everything you guys have done is I think, in part, the reason why I'm able to do what I'm doing, and why I had the support and the confidence to be able to, you know, pick this as a terrible but great career choice. And, you know, I think a lot of the things I learned from kind of my Madison peers and people I looked up to, like you guys, is hopefully what I try to do to other people. And, you know, I mean, you're all very good people and good friends that I don't get to talk to nearly enough, but the appreciation is very mutual. So,
well, you know, Gabe, I think when you were back here and you moved away, I was looking forward to seeing you here, but you moved at 18. What was it like to move at such a young age, at 18 years old, out to Nashville to try and make it?
Well, you know, I felt like I'd kind of learned so much in Madison, and I felt like I wasn't pushing myself like I wanted to. I felt comfortable, and that was a big part of why I knew I needed to move. Just to kind of push myself and get outside of my comfort zone, because, man, it's like the comfort of being able to live in Madison and see friends and musicians and just have that comfortability. I just knew I wasn't going to be able to grow if I didn't kind of step out of that for a little bit. Mm. And I think, you know, as any parent of an only kid turning 18, they're like, you want to be a musician? You know, I like auditioned for Berkeley and got accepted there. And I went to go see a couple schools with my folks, but I was pretty determined. I just, school wasn't for me. And so So yeah, I moved to Nashville and I didn't know anyone. I had one friend that I'd sort of met who was a bit older that was like, you should move to Nashville. And I was like, okay. But, you know, just a different life. And, so I kind of picked up and left and was just really determined to not get an adult job. And so for the first couple of years I was doing a lot of driving home and coming back up to the Midwest to play gigs and, kind of getting my feet wet, but just trying to, you know, I knew, cause that's how it was in Madison. It's like, I thankfully had the flexibility in life at the time to, if I got a call last minute, I would go, or, you know, if there was an open mic at midnight, my dad would take me. And I knew that, you know, what I was doing already, that I needed that flexibility of not having a job. And so,
How did you get started playing music?
Oh, I got started, my dad has always been a big music fan. I didn't really have a lot of music in my family. My uncle played in some bands in Madison, but, you know, we didn't cross over. And so my dad would take me to bluegrass shows and blues festivals, and we'd go to Summerfest every year and, you know, pick a show to go camp out and see Front Row and see either like Judas Priest or Whitesnake or Alice Cooper. And
you got another thing coming.
Bluegrass to Judas Priest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh yeah. I had a very eclectic, musical upbringing thanks to him. But, but yeah, I think it was, like around 12 years old. I, you know, was playing soccer and doing normal middle school things. And, my dad had introduced me to, not personally, but introduced me to Alice Cooper's music.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. It just kind of opened my mind up to like, okay, there's music and then there's a show and there's, you know, and then a normal life within all this. And I was just so fascinated. So I started doing all my school reports on Alice Cooper. And then my sixth grade teacher, was just a big supporter of mine, and he kind of encouraged me to play guitar, and I had a guitar at my dad's house, so I started playing and just fell in love with it and pretty immediately started writing songs. And I don't even know how I got into that, but it just I guess that part was somewhat natural, just putting words and music together. And then you know, from there on, I love the show, I love jumping around. And it probably wasn't really until I moved to Nashville that I realized that none of my songs ever made sense, and it was just a whole lot of rhyming.
Well,
like the Beatles.
You're cutting your teeth, and yeah. Don't sell yourself short. They are good. Gabe Berdulis with us on the phone here on Max Inc. Radio. You know, a big part of your youth, going to West High School and a little bit after, I believe, was working with our good friend Dennis Graham with Launchpad at the mm-hmm. time. And that really exposed you to a lot of new fans.
Oh my gosh, Launchpad was huge for me. Yeah, I mean, it was that platform that I was looking for. I mean, I remember being really young and going to see bands at Launchpad and being like, man, wouldn't it be so fun to play on these stages? And then, like, you know, the ultimate dream at the time was like Summerfest. It felt like unattainable. I mean, me and a friend, we had this band, and we would print out these really terrible CDs and drop them off at all the cafes, and we were just outraged that no one would book us. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, we were so bad. But, you know, it's like having these big hopes, and then to have an opportunity like Launchpad, where it's like, okay, right. You get the stage, you get the opportunity for everyone's attention on you, and I loved that so much, and it brought me into a whole new world of collaboration and opportunities. And
And of course, you know, Launchpad, and then the Mamas. Of course, Rocker and I were talking about the Mamas, trying to get everybody to pitch in a few bucks for the Mamas tonight at themamas.org. Yeah. The Mamas, equally, you've won a couple of Mamas yourself. You volunteer. I think you worked with the Mamas. I think you played on stage, didn't you, Gabe?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I think my high school band, and then I played with the drumline, and anywhere I could squeeze in. I was always, I think I wore a wig and played synth for someone one year. I was just I was always trying to sneak on stage. So
now yeah. I read that one of your heights was that you played the national anthem at the NFL draft and performed on the Today Show, and you've had your song in the Young and Restless. Tell us about these crazy stuff like playing the NFL draft.
Oh man, well, there's so many random things that I've gotten to be a part of, kind of as a side player over the last couple of years. But no, the draft was funny because the artist I was working with at the time, Brittany Spencer, she was kind of blowing up, and she got asked to do the anthem at the draft, and she'd asked me to play with her and kind of come up with an arrangement just for this thing. And I thought the draft was like a really small like football game. I didn't even know it was nationally televised. I mean, if that doesn't scream musician that knows nothing about sports, I don't know what does. But it wasn't until we showed up and I was like, oh, this is like a big thing.
This is a big deal, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
That was fun, and we just did an arrangement of that, and it was funny to see the all the comments, you know, on social media piling, because it's just like any national, you know, everyone's got an opinion of any little moment that, you know, and so we were playing in a fountain and I was playing a guitar that was wireless. And so a bunch of people thought that I was going to get electrocuted or couldn't actually be doing that. It was like faking it. It was just funny to read the things people had to say, cause I'm not used to being a national platform like that.
Crazy.
Wow.
And then the Young and the Restless, dude.
Okay, that's a funny one, and I might have to have someone update that bio, because that's one of those ones where, technically my song is in there. Somehow that show is still going on.
Yeah,
but it's like
it's because
one
of
those
you.
Things where it's like you have to listen so hard, like you have to turn your TV up to like 80 to hear my song in the background. So
was it cool. Gabe? Was it while Jessica was cheating on Dan?
Yeah.
What?
It was terrible. Yeah. I'll try to find that clip for you guys and just boost, or I'll play my music over it and just crank it way louder so it sounds.
That is funny.
The alternate mix.
Yeah.
So Gabe, you're coming home for the holidays, and you and some of your friends are going to play a show at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison on December 27th. Tell us about your friends and the Gabe Perdulis homecoming show.
Oh man, you know, it's still coming together. This was honestly, I think Rocker, I think you knew that the show was confirmed before I did. And you know, it was one of those things where I was like, man, basically we had an off day that I was passing through. We woke up on the bus in Madison and I didn't know we had an off day there. And so I just had like 8 hours to kind of drive around the city and stop by some places. And I stopped by, which used to be the Frequency. And I saw Kevin there and he was like, he was showing me around the place, and I was like, man, I love that you've kind of preserved this place that I used to play at since I was a kid. And he was like, you know, you should come do a show next time you're in town. And I was like, man, I haven't played a show in a long time. And
I've kind of
moved over to Sideman world. And it, you know, the idea of playing a show now even makes me nervous. So it's like, we kind of threw a date down, cause I'm like, I think I'm going to come up and see my grandma after Christmas. And next thing I know, it's on the calendar and Rocker's calling me saying, hey, can we do an interview? I'm like, okay, all systems go. We're doing this. So, once Rocker found out, I knew it was over. So
yeah,
I locked it in and I was like, okay, well, I don't want to do this alone. So I'm probably going to call up some friends that I used to play with. So, who knows? I might have a wild appearance from my grandma. She is in her mid 90s and she's just she's an amazing lady.
That's
but once in a while, I'll drag her up on stage, and
wow.
I'm gonna bring my girlfriend up, Maddie Poppy, who is a true star. And then I think probably call a couple old friends that I used to play with, maybe Eric Jellin from Mascot Theory. And,
nice. Joey B. Banks.
Anthony Lamar.
Joey B.
Julie McConaughey. Yep, Joey Banks. So I don't know if anyone's listening that wants to come and do something and give me a shout. But it's kind of coming together. But I don't know what it's going to be yet. And that's part of how open I'm being about the show, that I don't want to put any pressure on it. I'm not going to come up with some crazy set list. I just want to have fun and see some friends and and try to remember some old songs. So
yeah, and don't worry, it'll be it's going to be like coming home. It'll be awesome. It's just right, like riding a bike. Gabe Berdulis, nice. It is wonderful to speak with you, and I hope I can sneak in a hug sometime while you're here in Madison.
I sure hope so too.
And I'm sure Mrs. K sends her love as well. Once again, the show is happening December 27th here in Madison at the Gamma Ray Bar. What's that address, Rocker? One something?
It's up on Main Street.
Yeah, East Main.
East Main Street.
There it is. Gabe, speaking of Joey B. Banks, we're going to play some Gabe Berdulis Trio. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Let's do it.
All right. It's Shark Attack, Gabe Berdulis, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Swimming in the deep end, it's a little bit hard to see there. You gotta hold your breath or sneak in. It's a really bad place if you don't know what's underneath it. I've been tired and treading too high. Am I not float? Why did I go so far? Am I sinking? Is it too late? What was I thinking? Why did I wait? I'm counting down to scream shark attack. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me calling? Everybody's running, the water starts to get blood, and get to shore screaming out loud. For me, I need someone to save my life. Just this time, I should have looked at all the signs. Everyone said, keep in mind, if you're swimming in the deep end, don't look back. Shark attack! Can you hear me now? Can you hear me calling? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me screaming?
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music. Gabe Berdulis, always fun to chat with Gabe. Thank you so much, Gabe, for calling in. We'll see him at the Gamma Ray on the 27th. On the 26th at the Gamma Ray, it's Iron Plow with Super Tanker. That's on 1226. Here's their song, We Fly Divine. It's Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music.
Rock the seas, yeah.
break the ice. I never wanted this to end. You and I are forever friends. Yeah, 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 yeah. My mind goes back to when we were young and I feel so proud.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It's been a wild weather weekend in California. More than a foot of snow fell in the mountains east of Sacramento. As CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak takes a look at the forecast now.
Atmospheric river bringing our next system in for Monday. Gale warnings up and down the California coast, Oregon, Washington. Winter storm watch inland for areas like Washington and Oregon and Idaho. 1 to 2 feet of snow.
And not just snow, a tornado touched down Saturday north of Santa Cruz, overturning cars and knocking down trees and utility poles. Officials fear that thousands may be dead in a French territory off the African coast. A cyclone hit the island of Mayotte between Mozambique and Madagascar. The BBC's Richard Kugoy has more.
The first aircraft carrying aid arrived this afternoon with 3 tons of medical supplies, blood for transfusion, and also 17 medical staff, expecting 2 other aircraft.